Chapter 4 Board Comers into Bundles. It seemed the villagers had put a pile of photograph albums purposely where the three could find them. Chloe leafed through a couple of them, but of course they meant nothing to her. They were mostly black and white photos, many out of focus and misty. A lot of the people in them wore suits or full dresses, others were in uniform. A great many of the subjects had obviously posed for the photo. These were pictures from the beginning and middle of the last century. They were from old wars, one of which Mr. Grantham had fought in. To Chloe, they were ancient history. Those pictures which had no human subjects were of totally unrecognizable landscapes. Foggy, dark mountains, dense, dark forests, bleak, cold-looking, dark oceans. Why anyone would want to take a picture of such uninteresting scenes was a mystery to Chloe. Then suddenly she came across one which, when she opened it, had Property of Susan Atkins written inside. Susan? That was the name of Mr. Grantham's fiancée. But there must have been a million Susans out there, past and present. It was unlikely to be Mr. Grantham's Susan. However, the album was small and would fit easily into the bag Chloe was now carrying. It was light, too. She would take it back and, if they ever got out of here, show it to Mr. Grantham. Alex was in the process of stopping a villager in a sewing machine car. The driver jumped out and ran away on being confronted by the boy. Alex then went down on his knees to inspect the vehicle. Chloe showed him the album and asked him what he thought. "Those old photos were probably taken with brownie box cameras," he said to his sister as he wobbled a pedal made of cast iron, pushing it down to see how the gears...